We're back to the Neil Haley show and also celebrity interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing fantastic, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. And our guest today is Kevin Sorbo. And Kevin, it's great to talk to you. And I'm great to hear about the Left Behind series, continues a mega hit series, Left Behind, coming to theaters beginning in January 26th, the next chapter. How are you? And it's great to have you on, Kevin.
Doing great. I'm excited for it. I've been hard promoting this thing right now. Here's the thing, we do little independent movies like this. They look great, but we don't have that $100 million advertising budget that James Cameron's got to put the trailer on every sporting event. So we got to get out there and hit the pavement and get people to support these movies. Because people stop me all the time and say, "Hey, we love God's Not Dead and Let There Be Light, Soul Surfer. When are you going to do something like that again?" I go, "Well, here it is." But we need people to spread the word. We need word of mouth to make these things stay. And you mentioned January 26th through 29th. We got 4 days. If we fill up these theaters, people, they'll keep it going. So please word of mouth, because this is a really good movie. And it's not like an in-your-face Christian movie. This is a movie with a great message, but you can bring anybody of any faith, of non-faith, can come see this movie, because it's really like a political action thriller. And it is based off the 80 million best-selling books that Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins did. It's a great movie. Go to leftbehindmovie.com and get all the trailer and all the theater information right there. We're on 1,500 screens, by the way. We started on about 800, but all these theaters said we want it too. So that's a blessing. We're up to 1,500 screens right now.
Wow.
That's fantastic. So let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
What do you think is like the most compelling part of this, movie that would really drive people to want to go see it, like as
Well,
soon as it comes out?
I think there's so many compelling parts of it, because what the writers did, see, when the last movie came out, it's already 2014 when the last one came out. And Nicolas Cage played the role that I'm playing in this movie, Rayford Steele, the pilot from the books. And they got inundated with mail saying, "Kevin Sorbo should be playing that role." And when I say they, it was the Cloud 10 guys up in Toronto. And so they called me up and said, "Hey, the next movie, you're in it." And they blessed me to direct this one as well. So 2 years ago, they said, "We're ready. We're going to rock in this. We're going to do a page one rewrite, though. We want to bring it into today's world." So people will see exactly what's going on in the world right now with the anger, the hate, government saying one world government saying, "Let's have one currency," fear as the weapon. I got a shirt on right now that says, "Freedom over fear." So, because governments right now, that's their favorite weapon against us. And COVID certainly put that ugly beast out there and just showed you what the government's trying to do to all of us, saying beaches, you can't go to beaches, you can't go to the park, you can't go to school right now. But you can go to a liquor store and you can go to a strip club right across the street, but don't go to church either. I mean, it was crazy what was going on, the hypocrisy and the ridiculousness of it. I think people are finally starting to wake up to it. And I think one of the blessings of COVID, I'm off track here a little bit, is that 2 million more homes in America are now homeschooling. Thank God. We're homeschool advocates. My wife speaks across the country on it. So I'm glad that happened. But this movie is perfect for to what's happening in the world today, because Jerry Jenkins, who was the co-author along with Tim LaHaye passed away a few years back. But Jerry Jenkins said, "This is easily the best Left Behind movie ever made. And it's perfect for the times we're living in right now, because it shows you the craziness of our world." My wife jokes, she feels like the rapture already happened, that God and Jesus looked down and said, "Let's leave everybody there. It's totally messed up down there right now." So, but I think people will walk out of theaters and really would be talking about this movie. And hopefully they open up the book of Revelation and just read it out of curiosity, if anything else.
But isn't it unbelievable to think about you're being part of this with the Left Behind series now, especially how big it was,
Yeah.
now the film, and now talking about promotion. That's crazy to think about. Everyone knows about Left Behind. It should be the easiest thing to promote possible, the film.
Yeah, but you got to get it out there somehow and see the trailer. Here's the interesting thing. In 2010, I did a movie. It was really my first faith-based movie. And Jerry Jenkins was the one who authored it. I mean, authored, no, he funded it. It was the same writers that did God's Not Dead. In my book, What If is the name of the movie. Better movie than God's Not Dead. Didn't have a great theatrical release then. And I tell people all the time, and I get people stop me all the time and say, "Gosh, I thought What If it was fantastic." Well, it was directed by a guy named Dallas Jenkins, Jerry's son. And Dallas is doing a little TV show now called The Chosen, which has done pretty
Yes.
darn well for
Oh,
him.
it is really doing
Yeah.
well.
So to me, it's like full circle that I'm actually now doing a movie that to not only star in it, but direct it based on Jerry's books. And this is like full circle for me. So this has been a blessing to be part of this event, trust me. And I think people will be blown away by what this movie looks like and what the story it tells.
Well, Kevin, what are one or two of your favorite scenes from this movie?
Well, usually when people ask that question, I don't bring up a scene I was in. It was tough on Hercules because I was in every scene. Yeah. But there's a scene in this movie, and it's actually with my wife. We got a great cast. Neil McDonald's in this. He's amazing. Bailey Chase, Corbin Burnson, Greg Perot is really the lead in it. He plays the anchorman that's as tired of the ridiculousness of the fake news and say, why are we still talking like this? That's not the truth. And he fights back. But there's a scene I have with my real life wife in the movie. And she plays a woman that obviously witnessed it. And she was very close with my movie wife who was taken along with my 10-year-old son up to heaven because they were Christians. And she's scared and she's looking for answers. And she comes to the church that I'm now at, that I'm with the pastor, by the way, who was left behind, which I love that they left the pastor behind, because I think there will be pastors left behind. And says, you know, how do you know, though? How do you know for sure? And they wrote such a beautiful scene, Paul Lalonde and Jessica Parker. And it's a scene that I can relate to because I had this painting in my room as a child growing up. My mom and dad put this painting in my room. It's a very famous painting. It's a painting of Jesus standing at a door, knocking on the door, but there's no door handle on his side, which the Bible talks about. He's there. He's knocking. And it's up to you to be, you have the door handle. It's up to you to open that door to let Jesus and God into your life, into your heart. And I explained to her, I said, all you have to do is open the door. And it's a highly emotional scene for both of us. And it just turned out that way. I get goosebumps telling it because it's just, it's one of those scenes as an actor that you just go, wow, what a blessing to be part of a scene like that. Because I knew it was well written. I just didn't know how it was going to play out when we were actually on the set. It just became us two, nobody else, even though it was camera and lighting people 10 feet away, they just didn't exist anymore. And it was just an amazing scene. And it's a powerful scene. And I think people will be moved by that quite a bit. And I think it'll bring a lot of people to tears because there's a lot of hopelessness out there and people are looking for answers. People are looking for hope and redemption. And I think that a movie like this will really wake people up. And I think they're going to make them think a little bit about their lives and where they're going with their own lives.
It definitely seems like where they're going their own lives. And you're just seeing so many parallels from the movie to what's happening right now. Are you? I mean, like,
well, yeah. I got to tell you, we got a plug from Jerry Jenkins himself. And he said, this is the best Left Behind movie ever made. And it's perfect for the times we're living in right now. So that to me that says it all right there.
No, that's really great. You know, for those people like who haven't maybe been fully awakened yet, you know, politically or spiritually, you know, what is it that you could say to them, you know, right now, like when you watch this movie, you know, that you'll take away what? From it that they could,
you know, I hope they give it a chance. You know, it's, I know there are Christians that they've always told me, I try to get my friend to come. He's an agnostic or atheist. I don't want to go to church. There are church people there, you know, but to say, hey, do you want to go see a movie? That's an easy thing to do. Yeah. Just see this movie. I go, what's it called? Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. What is this? You know what? If you read the book of Revelation for the first time, you're not a believer. Even as a 12-year-old kid, when I read it the first time, it read like a really scary sci-fi movie. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And I think people, if you just say, just come check out this movie, because I've had people that are not believers come up to me and say, hey, I saw your movie Soul Surfer. I saw Let There Be Light. I'm not religious like you are, but I thought, you know, pretty good movie, you know, pretty good little message in there. It's movies like Left Behind, right? I mean, not Left Behind, movies like The Blind Side. It's a great story. And people saw that movie. They were Christians. So what a great faith-based. No. People of non-faith. That was a great sports movie. But you know what? The message was still there. They still got the message. And those are the kind of movies you got to do because people don't want to be preached to. You know, we've been programmed by movies and television to think that conservatives and Christians are a bunch of dopey whack jobs. And that's what, you know, that's what Hollywood has done. I mean, even though, and before the 60s, Hollywood did all kinds of religious movies, whether it was Ben-Hur or the Ten Commandments or whatever it may be. But the 60s sort of changed everything, where they started ushering in more violence and more hate and making the bad guy the hero of the movie. And I think this movie will people will talk about it and people will want to search for more answers, which is a good thing.
What is your hope, you know, Kevin, when you talk about movies and how Christian-based movies are going? Like, you talked about some of the really great stories of box office hits and things happening based on certain films. Do you think it's going to continue to show that it's just about promotion, but that they do really well once they get to the theaters and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I think faith-based movies have exploded in the last dozen years. I think people are, they're great looking now. They're not cheesy. You got actors of all kinds that want to be part of them now. The camera equipment, the lighting equipment, everything's the same as any $300 million movie out there. We just don't have, you know, big visual effects that are going on. But these are actors' movies. These are movies that Hollywood used to do. Movies that you could relate to, the characters. You can look up their screen and go, I don't like that guy because I know somebody like that, or I like that person because that person reminds me of somebody that's been a big, important figure in my life. Or maybe they recognize themselves in a character. And that's what these movies are and do, and these are the type of movies I'm going to keep doing. They're already talking about writing the sequel of this one because we've had such a great response from all these movie theaters that want to show it as well. So we're hoping this thing sells out. We need people to show up first weekend, January 26th to 29, because if we don't fill those seats, it won't get a second or third week. It just won't. That's just the way theater owners don't care what they show. They want to sell popcorn and sodas. So we don't have that budget to show you a trailer and everything on every football game, but we do have this website, leftbehindmovie.com, leftbehindmovie.com. The trailer's there. What theater is showing near your city is in there. Just punch in your zip code, and you'll be able to figure it out. But tell a friend, take a friend. Take people to this movie. Don't be left behind not seeing the Left Behind movie, okay?
Now, Greg, you have a question you ask all of our celebrity guests. Go ahead.
I do. I'm going to do a real quick back-to-back on this one. So I just sure. have to ask you because, geez, obviously I loved Hercules and in Xena and stuff when you were on that. Can you tell us one quick, really cool story about, you know, maybe that might have come up?
Well, you Hercules know, Xena was our third year spinoff show. We had an hour slot open. By our third year, we were the most watched TV show in the world. I know this is a sin of pride, but how many actors can say that? We were in 176 countries. But I think the coolest thing for me, initially, it was just going to be 5 2-hour movies for Universal Studios. By the third movie, I said, they're going to make this a series. There's nothing like this on TV. You got the beautiful women, but it's humorous. There's moral messages the writers put in there, which they would probably do. They'd probably make Hercules a transgender if they redid the series now. They would do it. I mean, they really would. It's just crazy what's going on. But back then, that first year, I got to work with Anthony Quinn for a whole year. Anthony Quinn played Zeus. And I was just blown away. And I got to know him very, very well up until his passing and would visit him at his house in Rhode Island. I mean, the guy was such a class act. And I said, here's a guy that's done hundreds of movies. He's been nominated about 6 times for Academy Awards. He's won twice, you know, Guns of Navarone, Zorba the Greek, just all these amazing, amazing movies. And to get all these stories from him and stuff, to me, that was one of the coolest moments of that whole series. It went for 7 years. I lived in New Zealand all the time. Beautiful country, great people, amazing scenery. My whole crew went on to work on Lord of the Rings, by the way. But I do got to throw something out there because Xena was their third year when they said, let's come up with a female Hercules type show. So that one did pretty well. But we had a fifth year spinoff show called Young Hercules. And Young Hercules, they booked this unknown actor that's playing me as a teenager. So they booked this 20-year-old actor that had guest starred on the show during season 4 or 5, right around there before they spun that up. And a lot of people don't remember the show because it got canceled after 2 years. But it was a 20-year-old actor by the name of Ryan Gosling. And a lot of people don't know that. But that's where he got his start. So Ryan, if you're out there, come on, put me in one of your movies for crying out loud.
Show me some love.
Yeah. That'll never happen. I'm sure that he's quite opposite politically than I am. So
I would think so.
But you know what? That's the sad part. I don't harbor that anger and hate that they have on the left. I don't.
It's true.
I welcome, debating is good. All they have is anger and hate and violence. It's amazing to me. And that's just sad to me because I have no problem with someone having a different point of view. To me, that's what debating is all about. And that's what this country is all about, is freedom of speech. But we're taking that away from anybody on the right. You have to agree with us or we're going to cancel you. I mean, it's just unbelievably sad what's going on in this world right now.
I've got that. All right. So here's my question. I'd love to ask this question. Kevin, what's the most important thing you've ever learned?
That failure is a positive thing, not a negative thing. And there's a lot of failure out there in life. And a lot of people just give up very quickly after maybe failing one time. I'm a 13-year overnight success. I learned very early. I used to caddy at a very exclusive country club. I didn't go any money. My family, my dad was a school teacher for crying out loud. There's no money in that. And 5 kids, my mom raising the 5 kids at the same time. So I caddied at this country club and I asked these very wealthy guys. I was 19, 20 years old. How did you become successful? Every single one said, oh, I failed, Kevin. Then I failed again. And, oh, by the way, I failed for another 10 years. That was huge for me. To realize that's failure is a positive thing. You learn from failure. But too many people give up. And what do? They blame you. They blame God. They don't blame a God they don't believe in. They blame the world. So they just become more hateful and angry. And I'm just going to, you know, the heck with this. I'm just going to give up on life. I'll just live off the government's dollars. I'll live off George Soros's money, and I'll go riot, and I'll go beat up people, and I'll call myself Antifa. And they're the ones that are actually the fascists. That's the amazing thing. They say they're against fascism. They're just uneducated little ignorant brats, which is really sad to me. And these people are really the ones we need to pray for. But it's unfortunate that they grew up in such a climate that they just blame the world for their problems instead of looking in the mirror and saying, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Am I going to continue down this road? Am I going to change it and make a better person out of myself? But unfortunately, most of them don't want to do that.
Wow. And Kevin, I saw you as a heel in the Bezos film. And I've enjoyed it. I really enjoyed learning more about Jeff Bezos and how he learned from failure.
Well, I got to be honest. I don't know the whole story of either side there, but I only know from what the script was. But Jeff had, obviously an amazing climb, you know, so yeah. The success he's had is unbelievable.
For sure. All right. Well, best place to find the movie again is go where?
Leftbehindmovie.com. Leftbehindmovie.com. Also go to sorbostudios.com for more information. I got two more movies coming out in the fall. One is the Reagan movie with Dennis Quaid. I play his pastor. And the other one is Miracle in East Texas, another movie I directed, true story set in 1930, about the largest oil find in the world. So come September, you guys got to have me back on again.
Oh, I definitely. We will definitely, Kevin.
Definitely.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys.
All right, that was Celebrity News Live from the Grotto. Take care.
Thank you.